This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Mike Sedita.
Hello out there. Welcome to episode 147 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Sedita. Today, we have a very interesting guest with us. We are have the pleasure of being joined by Dr. Mamta Bhatt. She is the founder and CEO of ThyroBoosts, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about her new book that she has out. Dr. Bhatt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you so much for having me. This is an amazing podcast, and you're doing such a great job for our community. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. I'm so glad. We'll get into how you found out about the podcast. But in case you're not aware of how the Good Neighbor Podcast actually started, during COVID, when we all had to be socially distant, down in Southwest Florida, a gentleman by the name of Charlie started the Good Neighbor Podcast as a way for people like you, business owners, people with products and services, to get their information out to the community while still remaining socially distant. And over the past 4 years, the Good Neighbor Podcast has evolved. We have Good Neighbor Podcasts in Denver, Philadelphia, Atlanta, all over the United States. I'm fortunate enough to be the person here in Tampa that gets to speak to interesting folks like you. So with that said, first tell us a little bit about ThyroBoosts and what the company is.
It's all going to be correlated because I have to tell you my story, which may hopefully be not like so many people in the world, but if it touches anybody's hearts, this will be so useful to them. I was a budding scientist, got my doctorate from Case Western Reserve, went to Wharton Business School for the executive program. I was working on NASA projects with Fortune 50 companies, you know, the dream life.
Right.
DuPont, Johnson & Johnson, Hewlett-Packard. Nobody could have dreamt what happened to me. I was this energetic lady running all around the world in amazing meetings, thinking I'm doing amazing stuff. And what happens when you're an overachiever and you want to do so well, you want to do the best in everything, it's amazing. But there's a downside. You don't look after yourself.
Right. You're the last person to be taken care of.
That's what happened to me. And there was a sudden burnout. And that was devastating and something, I mean, mentally, I couldn't reconcile with, because here I was, this energetic, dynamic person, and completely getting bedridden. This was not something anybody could have foreseen, right? And so when I went to the best doctors, which is what you think, that, okay, I'll go to the best people and I'm going to get well, this is all going to get sorted out. And when that doesn't happen and they cannot diagnose your situation and you don't know what's going on, that's something absolutely frustrating and depressing, right? So for me, you know how you want to get well, whatever happens, you're going to get well, whether it's through this technology or that modality. So I went around the world looking for a cure. And let me tell you, it was really humbling to me as a scientist because I was not expecting these different modalities, but I was ready to try anything to get my energy back, right? Like you would do the same thing.
So and wait, can I stop you for 1 second?
Please,
so you go to these doctors and they're unable to diagnose you. Is it a combination of like exhaustion, fatigue? Like what are the symptoms that you're showing that, because listen, I know you're a scientist, I have never run into a doctor that's not been able to come up with some diagnosis and some, sadly, medication that mitigates those symptoms. Well, so
if you must go into that.
I mean, listen, I'm just touching on it. I don't want to dig deep into that. But so what is the combination of symptoms that are going on where they're going, you know what, you know, Mamta, we just don't know. Like we're lost.
Very good. Very good. So tremendous fatigue, weight loss, depression, unable to digest any food, and a low-grade fever, having, you know, like walking 3 steps and panting, right? Like this is not acceptable. You know, like what's going on? Is it asthma? Right. No, it's not asthma. Is it pneumonia? No, it's not pneumonia. So going to the best doctors and then being put on antibiotics for 9 months. I don't want to go into all of that.
But there's like a checklist. Like, is it lupus? Is it Epstein-Barr? Is it all those different things? Right. Okay, gotcha.
Nothing. They couldn't figure it out. So it was labeled at that time chronic fatigue, right? Under the umbrella of chronic fatigue. And that's not good enough. Like when you've spent 9 months going on antibiotics, you want like, okay, I need to get better because you were getting worse. And so I started going around and everybody comes to you, right, for advice. Hey, try homeopathy, Chinese medicine, try Ayurveda. These were words I hadn't heard of, okay?
Everybody's got a cure.
Right. I just want to get cured. That's it. And I'm thinking I'm going to go back to my old life. Little did I know life had something else in mind, right? It was a detour. So I went around with every modality that I couldn't even dream that I would ever try. Reiki, acupressure, acupuncture, pranic healing. These are words I've never heard of. Gemstone therapy. It can become...
Wow, you were digging deep when you go to gemstone therapy. You're going real deep.
I'm saying anything. And I think it's really humbling as a human being when you want to get well and there is everybody trying to tell you there's something, right?
Right.
So after I did, this is 20 years. This is not a small time. I'm just trying to let you know the amount of...
So you've been sick like this with those symptoms for 20 years?
Yes. And progressively getting worse. Progressively getting worse. Yes. More things happening. Like I'm feeling like there's some brain fog. There is, you know, so many kinds of other symptoms, which are very depressing. So anyway, long story short is after trying everything and going to the best of the best in every field, right? You know, I'm the one who will go for the best person in any field. One day out of sheer depression, and you know, you know how your mind will get, because every time you think this next thing is the thing that's going to get me.
You get your hopes up and then you let down.
And then you let down.
It's a cycle.
Continued. And so I was literally suicidal. Okay. Literally suicidal.
Yeah. This is now you're in desperation mode.
Absolutely desperate. And I'm not going to go into that whole story of what happened and how I didn't continue, because we're here today with the suicide, attempt. But what I decided, I had an epiphany and I decided that, you know what? I am an award-winning scientist. I can do this. I will figure out how the
ancient... You're going to science your way out of it. You're going to become the subject of your experiment.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I said, how did the ancient people cure themselves? You know, I had this box full of medicines, box full of supplements, and I threw everything out. How did the ancient people cure themselves? And that research led me to find that the greatest things in life are the ones that come from ancient wisdom, which is basically the five pillars of health. You've got to get good nutrition. You've got to get good sleep. You've got to have a balanced lifestyle. You've got to work with the circadian rhythm. You've got to have the right kind of movement for your body. You've got to have a great mindset. Listen, everything will not work if your mindset is not right. You've got to have...
So clearly you have to work on your mindset, because you're not pleasant enough of a human being. So I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic. The one thing out of all that, obviously diet and sleep and balance, you said circadian rhythm. Is that the term you use?
Yes, yes.
So elaborate on what that is, because I have not heard that terminology.
Beautiful. This is very simple. It is being in balance with nature itself. So when the sun rises, you know how the birds get up? And they all go and find their food. They're not sitting and sleeping till midday, right? Because remember, at the end of it, this is nature itself, right? God forbid this body died and you left it out in nature. It just decomposes and becomes part of nature, right? So this is nature. The more you live in balance and in harmony with nature, the more your body functions automatically in a perfect way. How do I say that? There is an intelligence that animates this body, right? And that intelligence knows exactly what hormones to be produced when you wake up. That's why nowadays, have you heard the latest science? Go out, irrespective of whether it's up in the mountains or up in the snow, and look at the bright light. If you can't look at the sun early in the morning, look at the bright light. Why? Because all your hormones start coming into balance so that in the evening, like there are lots of people who come to me for lack of sleep, like they're not able to sleep, right? But what's happening at night, you need melatonin. You need melatonin. But if your body's thinking it's morning time at 7 in the evening, if it's thinking it's morning time, Well, there's no melatonin going to be produced. You're not going to be having good sleep because you're not, your hormones are not working in the order that they need to be. So everything needs to be in harmony. And as you learn to become in harmonious balance with nature, you start healing.
Okay, so here's the juxtaposition of that thought process is every day we progress further and our technology gets better, that is counteractive to living in this circadian rhythm because people are on their phone at night. Listen, I'm the worst example of it. I mean, I need to have some background noise. I have a bulldog that snores, so I have background noise. So like, there's technology constantly going on. Is that working against? I mean, most of the people you see and speak to, is that play a big part in their sleep and their lifestyle? Sleep is the most, and for me, it's the most important. It's the one thing I get the least of.
Yes. So that's already a symptom. And it's a whisper from your body that you want to take care of before it becomes a scream. So I want to share with you that when you talk about sleep, right? You just talked about sleep and technology. I think the best for any of us is to use the best in everything. So use technology like we're doing right now. We're talking. Right. And use the best of technology, knowing what's good for you and finding the boundaries where it's not good for you. So getting on our phones at night with that blue light, which is interfering with your melatonin production, that's not good for you. And you got to make that decision. Are you more important or if that is more important? I mean, it's going to extract its value. Look what it did to me.
I mean, that's everything. It's balance. It's finding that balance in life to make you, you know, be able to have the career, but be able to still have the home life, to be able to have the sleep and the health and the wellness. And it'll accentuate what you do, make you more successful in your day to day rather than letting one be a detriment to the other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautiful.
So let me ask you this. So, I mean, you've kind of touched on your story a little bit. So now you go through this 20-year process in your science, where you're now the subject of your scientific experiment. What was the breakthrough? Like, was there a lightning bolt moment when you were like, oh, I think I just hit it? Or was it a process of like you would do, like, and again, it's a bad analogy, but like you would do in a lab study with a subject, a rat, where you're introducing subject A to X, see how they respond. Introduce the next thing to subject X and see how they respond. Or was there a lightning bolt moment where you just go, oh, this is the thing that's starting to bring me back?
Beautiful. Two parts to this. First part, which I kind of touched upon, is mindset. I had this epiphany, which was really important. All of us, we can heal once our mind is in the right place. This is very important. Okay. So for me, when I was that suicidal person and I was just like going to do this, the epiphany for me was I was walking at 9 o'clock in the morning and happened to look at the sun. And I thought, wow, what would it be like to be happy? Because I hadn't been happy in years, right? So depressed. And at that moment, I just kind of visualized how it would be to be healed. And suddenly my heart opened up, my face got a smile. And in that moment, I realized I hadn't been healed, but look what happened. My heart opened up and my face got into a smile. And some grace came in that moment. And I realized I can choose happiness irrespective of the outside situation. And this transformative moment is what then led me to say, you know what? I'm going to find out the best way ancient people cured themselves. I did the best research. I found out I created certain methodology, and in 3 months, I got well. That's the extraordinary part of my story. And that's what I'm sharing in this book, Heal. And the reason I'm so excited about it is because 60% of the world's population today, 4.8 billion people, billion people have a chronic disease, right? And a chronic disease is anything that needs management over a year. So 4.8 billion people are sick. If their healing journey is going well, fantastic. But if they're like me, going from pillar to post, this is the book to read.
Okay, so let me ask you this. It's clearly a combination of your scientific background combined with an Eastern medicine philosophical spin, right? I mean, that's the approach. So when we get the book Heal and we read it, is there a combination of supplementation that is suggested with this healing process? Do you break it down by if you have symptom X, this is remedy Y? Like, is that part of the solution within the book?
Yes, all of that. And also, we look at the human body as a, you know, like a specific DNA, right? So what works for me may not work for you. So we create a customized program. So when you say supplementation, yes, there can be supplementation, but ideally you would love to come to us so we can help do the analysis for you, assess you, and Perfect. Guide you to the right thing for you so that you can get well, because each one of us is different.
I have this conversation all the time. So if I go to the gym and work out, someone will ask me about what is my training regimen, whether they think I look fit or not, whatever the, you know, obviously they think I look okay where they're asking me what I do. I have to explain to people regularly what I do for my regimen may kill you versus like every person's body responds differently. Everybody has a different body makeup. And in your case, everybody has a different body chemistry. The Yes. different chemicals that make up each individual person's Yeah. makeup, what would save you could kill me. So yes. there's a lot of that education going on. So the book is great. The book Heal is out. You have that. That's a way to connect to people to help them. Yes. But tell us a little bit. You're based right here in New Tampa. Okay. Yes. Yes. Where do you have an office set up where you see patients?
So right now, because we started, like many of your businesses, I noticed, came from COVID just at the same time. That's exactly when we started. So we started online. And so I have patients from around the world, from Japan, from Europe, from, you know, US, from South, you know, Saudi Arabia. And so we see everybody by Zoom. And that has somehow taken precedence because people love it. They don't have to get up. They don't have to come out yeah. and sit somewhere in a waiting room. They love it. It's customized. It's exactly when they want it in their time zone, and we're able to help them.
Okay, so take me through a garden variety. Not, you know, I mean, there's always outer liars. I get all that, but I'm a new patient. How do I get to you first? Right now, you told me you're redesigning your website, but people can reach you through, you know, drbotspeaks.com, correct?
Because, yes, I'm giving talks around the world now because people are, you know, getting motivated that, hey, if this woman could be bedridden and now she's playing pickleball and now she, you know, she couldn't hold a paddle 2 years ago and she's doing this, but then they can do it too, right?
All right.
So the hope comes up for us.
Okay, so first question, just to make sure people understand, it's drbotspeaks. It's
bh.com.
bhattspeaks.com. drbotspeaks.com is an entry point.
Yes.
You touched on something there for a second that I want to go back to, and that is pickleball. Are you, I get the impression that you're a super competitive pickleballer, but you're very encouraging. If someone makes a good shot that gets you, you're very encouraging to them.
100%. You really got me. Absolutely. Yeah. I want to have not only play well, I also want to have a great partner, but I also want to laugh. And I also want to have fun because remember, I've lived life on the edge, right? I'm so grateful for this moment. I'm so grateful to be alive. And there's nothing more important than having fun.
When you're playing pickleball and you smash a point on somebody, do you do a little bit of trash talk or do you just no. quietly congratulate yourself?
Yeah, I tell myself because that's very important.
Then, okay.
My God, you could do this. This is amazing. And you can do it. And I talk positively to myself.
All right.
Even when nobody's looking.
I didn't think you were going to be a trash talker. I wasn't, you know, I didn't think you would be the person to do trash talk. Okay, so continuing along the lines of me coming to you as a new patient, I go to the website, I find out more about you and your story, and I learn, now I want to see you. I sign up to do my Zoom meetings with you, and I'm assuming there's some sort of intake evaluation that yes. you do with your patients.
Yes.
And when they finally sit down with you on a Zoom, are you then coming up with the supplementation program specific to their need, and then you just ship it to them directly?
So what we do, very good. So what we do is, we have an assessment form and we help them to fill it out. Some of them find it, you know, because they've never looked into themselves with that kind of depth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Never listened to their body because we're asking them questions which are very simple, but they're not listening. So we help them fill this assessment form. And then I sit with them and find out, what do they eat? What's their lifestyle like? What time do they sleep? What are their problems, right? What is their mindset like? Are they really, you know, overachiever like me? Or are they, you know, are they really laid back and they won't even do all the program? So we make sure it's a good fit. And then I create for them a customized plan, which is going to incorporate everything from not only their lifestyle, but their nutrition, their movement. Everybody doesn't need to do HIIT, you know? It depends on what their body
actually
is like.
Nobody should do HIIT, if you're asking my opinion. I mean, I think from a scientific standpoint, again, I'm not a kinesiologist. Yes, I don't have any of that background. I've just trained for a long time.
Yeah.
I think personally, CrossFit is in 20 years from now, we're going to look back at the amount of arthritis that's been created, the number of injuries that have occurred from it. And it's going to be an epidemic that we just don't see it come. Like, people don't see it coming because they're getting into it and they're into it. But I know more people that have injured themselves from that type of regimen, and you don't need that type of regimen.
Yes.
So like, listen, at my age now, big part, I do some heavy weight training from time to time, but a lot of the stuff I do is resistance bands. My joints hurt. I'm going to be 52 years old. My joints hurt. I ache. My back hurts. So like all that stuff, there's so many different modalities to go down when it comes to mind and body and spirit. And what you're talking about is taking some of that stuff to the next level. So people are looking at their approach to their health and well-being. And that's kind of what we need to start to do, especially as we get a little older.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you. And I'm very happy you feel the same way, because I used to do that HIIT. I used to do CrossFit with the tires rolling and you remember those things?
Listen, I'm not going to be a potty mouth on here, but they need to replace the H and add an S in front of it, because that it hurts too many people. It's not like, don't get me wrong. Again, it goes back to what works for you might not work for me.
Exactly.
Maybe if I was 22 and was trying to get an edge to compete in something, that's a different story.
Yes.
But most of the people I know that do HIIT are in their 30s and 40s and are starting to experience all of these injuries from it. So listen, I'm all for a holistic approach. And the thing I like that you said in the beginning when you were talking about figuring it out, I've done everything. I have bad shoulders and a bad back. I've done chiropractors. I've done acupuncture. I've done hot stones. I've done massage. I mean, I've done it all to find any kind of cupping. I've done all these different things. If there's a method, and I will tell you, you'll like this. I had a motorcycle accident and my hips were always out of alignment. So every time I would pull my legs together, my hips would pop, like it would expand. When I lived in New York City, I saw a samurai healer who actually did what's called malleting. The technique is called malleting, they wrap you in a sheet.
Yep.
They take wood and they mallet your body. And I walked in, he said, "Don't tell me anything." I said, "Okay." I got into the sheet, laid on the table. He pressed around my body in key points. And he told me, "You had a traumatic injury on your right side," like just from touching my body, told me what I had. Okay. And adjusted me. This is 2010, 13 years later, my hips no longer pop when I bring my legs together. I saw him one time and he fixed that whole problem. So like, I'm always looking for the thing. That's why with this, I think this could be the thing for people.
Yes.
You're here in Tampa, you're local, you live in New Tampa, you live in one of our communities that we reach with our Cross Creek Living magazine, and you found out about the Good Neighbor podcast through the publication, which we love. If someone's living here in Tampa, because we have some of the stuff you're talking about, like the sunlight in the morning and the ability to be active and outdoors. I live here. What's one or two tips that you can give somebody to say, to maybe turn it around if they're melancholy?
First important thing is to be out in nature. If you are melancholy, get out in nature 2 to 3 hours a day. That's a lot of time, because you're not spending even half an hour out in nature. And nature will heal you. Just continue doing that. These are simple things, don't cost you anything. And you go out there and do that. That's one thing. Second thing, drink water. Eat fresh, healthy food. Grow your own organic food if you can. I'm passionate about that. I grow my own food. Do things that bring you joy. That's very important. Be grateful. If there was one thing I would say, think about joy. J-O-Y. J, choose joy. Oh, overcome anything negative inside you or outside you. You owe this to yourself because you're worth it. And why? From joy is yourself. Make yourself a priority. Transform yourself. Raise your standards. And when you do that, you create the life you want and you'll be happy, be vibrant.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. The mindset makes a huge difference in what people do during the day. So Dr. Bhatt, if people want to get a hold of you, if they want to get started on their journey to healing today, give us the, and we'll put all this in the podcast so people can see it, but tell us, how do we get a hold of you? What's the best point of entry?
Phone us at 813-235-3724. Write to us at info@drbhattspeaks.com. Write to us at thyroboosts.com. We are available to you any which way. Give us a call. You have mental, you're feeling melancholy, call us. You need help with your body, call us. You want your spirit to get lightened up, call us. We're working on body, mind, and spirit. We want you to be healthy, vibrant. You deserve it. And you're our neighbors. And we want you to be happy and healthy and joyful.
So folks, if you're listening to this, we don't live in Seattle. It doesn't rain 9 months out of the year. We're exactly here in Tampa. But if you're listening to this in Seattle and you want help, you can call area code 813-235-3724. Dr. Mamta Bhatt, thank you so much for being a good neighbor. Thank you so much for being on the Good Neighbor Podcast. You have a tremendous day.
Thank you so much, Mike. This was fantastic.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Passco. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppassco.com. That's gnppassco.com or call 813-922-3610.